Thank you for listening to the ESBC podcast, where every podcast, really what it is a business meeting. What we want to do is make you money. And we want to make ourselves money using business and financial concepts, betting on games. And I always talk about making me, myself, money, because we're not hypocritical like those athletes out there who say, hey, I'm doing it for the people. I moved to this different team to be closer to my family or to spend more. It's a lie. It's for the money, right? So we're here for the money, but we're here to teach you business and financial concepts so you can make money betting on sports, but in running your business and managing your finances. And I boiled it down to, because I have an MBA and a master's of business science, so I boil it down to actionable steps that have made me money throughout my career and currently, as I own two other businesses. So now this is the baseball preview for basically what's the Final Four. What is the this is a crazy year, so it's not normal. So it's the end of the playoffs, and what you have is National League pennant and the American League pennant. And I've been fortunate, lucky and good, that I've been 9 out of the last 11 playoff games. And really what it is since these teams are very, very close together, basically what you are evaluating is which team has the best bullpen. The team with the best bullpen is going to win. And then since we are in Southern California, we get to follow the West Coast teams. And I spent 20 years in the Tampa Bay area. So it's a habit. You follow a little bit the Rays. And fortunate, lucky, and good that we have the Dodgers that I've been following for years, and the Rays that we've been following for years in the perspective pennant races for the league, for the American League and the National League. And we're going to go ahead and make you money on those games. And follow me on Twitter at Josue Vizcay. J is in Juliet, O is in Oscar, S is in Sierra, U is in uniform, E, V is in victory, I, Z is in Zulu, C is in Charlie, AY. And I've been daily giving the picks there. And you know, on the podcast, what we do is we give you an overview and we continue the series that started with two other cast members that have since gone to hopefully greener pastures. And I'll finish up the year and we'll catch up. We're catching up on the NFL wrap up and we're catching up on the NBA today. As last week was a crazy week, right? With Trump getting COVID-19 and a lot of other crazy things that happen in my business. But we love the podcast. We love making money. And we are going to continue with in-depth Major League Baseball knowledge so you make money. So we're going to go through both of the series and give you the nuts and bolts of it. So we'll start with the Dodgers against the Braves. And really, from the beginning in the LA Dodgers briefings, I have been detailing how the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Smith, is the key, right? Because what happens in the playoffs, you give unintentional intentionals. I know Kelly and a few of the relievers that I've been watching, they get up two on the count, and then they throw junk things out of the strike zone to get people to jump, and they load the bases, right? And then they go after the matchup, the key matchup they want. And we had a great podcast with NBA player and the guy who coached James Harden. And what he was talking about the NBA, right? He was an ex-NBA player, a great coach, upper-level Division I coach. And what he talked about was matchups, right? The professional sports breaks down to matchups. Same thing with baseball. So the matchup people want against the Dodgers is Will Smith, and he's been hitting good. And he, at that, was a big catalyst in the Dodgers destroying the Padres. And we bet the Dodgers all three games and we made money on that series. And thank you, Will Smith, for making us money. Same thing's going to happen against the Braves. As far as betting that series, first two games, I wouldn't bet a lot of money either way. If the Dodgers win the first game, look at the Braves for the second game. But really when you want to go with the Dodgers is going to be the third game, fourth game, fifth game, because the Dodgers have more pitching depth. Again, you're betting the bullpens, and the Dodgers got a better, deeper bullpen than the Braves. Now, the equalizer would be Kenley Jansen, but the Dodgers are on to him. They're not going to make the same mistake twice. They already pulled him. Grandial, the guy who threw the glove into the dugout, and Joe Kelly, as we predicted, was going to be the backup starter. So we've been fortunate, looking good, that we've been ahead of this, and we've been able to make you money as long as you've been listening to the podcast. And I make sure I put them out there because we believe in abundance. We do not believe in scarcity. We believe in sharing information. We believe in opening up networks, because that eliminates income inequality and financial literacy, and we pull everybody together, because people don't understand what math is. Math is pattern recognition. Math is not calculation. So what we're doing is we're recognizing patterns, and these patterns are going to make you money, especially the pattern of Kenley Jansen not really being that great of a closer, and the Dodgers recognizing that pattern, putting in Joe Kelly and Grandial to take care of the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. All right? So those are the Dodgers and the Braves, strictly from a betting perspective. First two games, you kind of stay away from. Enjoy watching Freddie Freeman, the Braves guys, and then game three, start pounding the Dodgers. The Dodgers, game three, game four, game five, because of the pitching depth. And remember, 52.5% is break even, right? And we are at 65-70% baseball, and we will continue to do so, all right? The next series is going to be the Braves and the Astros. The Braves were 40-20, right? They have a lot of talent. They beat the Yankees. And Craig Mizrak, who was on the NFL podcast, and we'll get him back on once he gets done with some business matters he has to take care of. But he said, you see with your eyes, right? And that reminded me of 30 years ago, Bernard Wolfman, independently wealthy lawyer, who, in talking about stocks and money and volume in the stock market, he said, it's you see with your eyes, but it's a deeper business lesson. You see with your eyes. And the Dodgers, I mean, the Rays, and I'm thinking about the Dodgers and the Rays because Andrew Freeman, right? That formula right now has two out of the four teams in the final four for the pennant race have the same formula. Really, all of them do. But this particular flavor of Seiden, the owner of the Rays, and Andrew Friedman, right? It's about overpaying for pitchers early in the minor league system and getting them out. That's why both teams have tremendous pitching depth, right? Your Mays, your Urias, right? Your Blake Chanels, your Mortons. So both, you know, good pitching beats good hitting. And early in the Rays, even being a small market team, what they do is they overpay for pitching talent early in the minor league systems, and it bears fruit for them. I mean, Andrew Freeman was the first time the Rays got to the World Series with that formula. So it's two out of four. It's a tough series to figure out because the Astros, even though they have a worse record in the regular season, you gotta feel that they were holding back, 100% holding back. So the Astros can throw a lot of pitching at you. You got Dusty Baker. So again, that's going to be a very, very interesting series. I would bet the Astros early, but look for the Rays to come in late with that pitching depth. I think there has to be some mental fatigue with the Rays just getting done with a tough series against the New York Yankees, right? The evil empire. They went down to the wire. While the Astros have been resting a little bit, it doesn't matter that the Rays are throwing Blake Snell. He's not going to pitch. He pitched on 3 days rest. He's not going to pitch long. It's really going to be a bullpen game for cash. So I would lean early in the series to the Houston Astros. And then, again, game three, game four, game five, with that pitching depth, I would look at your Tampa Bay Rays. Again, look for unders in both these series, especially in the beginning, and then look for overs in those same time frames that I talked about. So the first two games go under. Games three, four, and five, pick the over in each series. All right. So that is your Major League Baseball pennant betting breakdown. And we always close with Sir Winston Churchill. You make a living from your labor, but you make a life from what you give. Thank you for listening to the ESBC Betting and Financial Podcast. I'm the best.